and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, July the 5th, the day after Independence Day. I hope everybody had a great time yesterday. I hope you remembered that 236 years ago, when our founding fathers signed this, they declared it a couple of days early, but they signed it on July 4th, which led to 11 years, I believe, of war and conflict, until we finally put ourselves together as a nation, and that you were thinking also of your of our warriors that are out there on the walls, who didn't quite have probably the same 4th of July that you did. Anyway, good morning. I hope everybody's doing fine. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. And, oh, yes, they're starting in. And, of course, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you, Bad Bob?
I'm quite well, thank you. Seems to be a bit, traffic was, I think people are taking an extended week. Traffic was very light this morning coming in.
Yeah, all the parking in the back is empty, practically.
So I think a lot of people just making it a really long weekend.
Well, Linda's out today. You know, I can't understand it. Here's what I don't understand. You have people that are having to, you know, we have people having to do work around the house and out in the yard, and they want to get it done early in the morning instead of waiting till noon or 1 when it's like 100 degrees. I don't understand that. So anyway, Linda's got, like, had a crew of 3 this morning out trying to get some things done and fixed around the house. We're going to have a great show again. Talking about the show yesterday, that's had some ramifications. As you know, Patrick Jones, our Redding City Councilman, came on and talked about his idea of tax sharing. He wants to reintroduce the tax sharing plan. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We've got a lot of other things we want to talk about. And then we're going to have Dr. Doug McConnell and Judy Maxwell coming in, and they're going to be talking about the impact of the Obamacare on on not only just your health and on the doctors around you and some of the ramifications of this plan, but also on the insurance. I mean, you've got insurance. Well, what impact is it going to have on your insurance companies? But first, we're going to start off with our weather.
Sunny today, a high of 94, a little bit of wind, so that makes the fire danger a lot more interesting. Clear skies tonight, a low of 65. And sunny tomorrow, temperature continues to edge up into the upper 90s. And right now in Redding, we have 67 degrees. And as always, this weather report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
Thursday. So besides just a regular great menu they have, is pizza night out in Anselmo Vineyards. And I can tell you, every one of them is handmade. Every one of them is excellent. You might want to try the Anselmo special with their meatballs that are on it. That comes from an old family recipe. And then, of course, this weekend, music, great music. Just give them a call, 474-5546. You won't be sorry. It's just outstanding food from John's to Deli. And it's just the ambiance and the service, everything there is just so good. That's Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive out of Palo Cedro toward Shingletown. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages have opened lower despite positive reports on employment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 82 points at 12,861. The S&P 500 is off 10 points at 1,364. The NASDAQ Composite is down 16 points at 29.59. Some of the day's biggest mover, General Electric, down 9 cents, trading at $20.34. Johnson & Johnson off 14 cents at $67.90. Pfizer down 24 cents at $22.63. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Costco is down 40 cents at $93.99. Walmart positive 7 cents, trading at $70.82. Target down 62 cents at $57.16. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.61, while the 30-year bond is 2.72. For commodities, gold is down $15.70 an ounce at 1606. Silver's off 56 cents at 27. Crude oil down 58 cents, trading at $87 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors who are out there to give great advice. They're down at Park Marina Drive. Head on down there and see Susan and Chris and Kathy and Josh. They've got great advice for you about investments, what's going on in the market, what should you do. Okay, Bad Bob, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, everybody. We want to talk to you about your computer may go offline Monday. It may be taken offline Monday, and we're going to talk about why that's happening and how you can prevent it. We'll be right back.
The Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Barron Mudford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Redding Rancheria.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I've got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
Well, we take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Carl on the bot. Linda is on assignment this morning, getting the yard redone. You know, they again, they want to do things early in the morning when it's still only like 70 instead of 105. I find it very selfish on their part, but okay.
Having worked in construction related industry for a time, I can tell you.
I've been out in the sun before a few times myself. Hey, okay, you know what we want to talk about is I thought I had this. I thought, hey, this is a great coup I have here about being able to tell everybody about what could be happening to your computers. It's on the front page of the Record Searchlight. They've got it hidden under the Better Business Bureau issues virus alert, but mine was under a different.
Well, we talked about this actually more than a month ago on Boomer Tech, Carl, and Saturdays at noon. Shameless plug there. Yes, DNS. Now, can I give a real quick rundown?
Yes, tell what it
okay.
is. And the big thing is I have the website mm-hmm. people can go to, though, to make sure they're not infected.
DNS, domain name service, is essentially the phone book for the Internet. Just like you look up a person's name and get their phone number, when you type in a website, that has to be turned into a string of digits. It tells your computer where to go get the information. What this malware did, and it was set up by a European group of hackers who basically redirect your computer to a different phone book where you will go to what appear to be legitimate websites, but what they're actually doing is getting your banking information, tracking your movements, all kinds of nefarious things. And in a very unusual move, when the FBI busted these guys more than a year ago, they actually set up a safety net so that these computers that were infected with this piece of malware would still work correctly. Well, the court order that kept that safety net in place expires on the 9th, and when that happens, these computers will go to what are now dead servers and essentially turn into doorstops.
Okay, now, how can you tell if you've been infected?
There are a couple of places that you can go to, and the FBI has a website up, and I believe you have that site handy.
HTTP, you know, the thing that always starts it out, http://www.dcwg.org. I know you probably don't get that the first time. Let's try it again. http://www.dcwg.org. If you go there, they will they'll run a check on your computer mm-hmm. or put you to a place where, you know, send you to a reputable place that will check your computer and make sure you don't have it in there. Otherwise, Monday, my friends, and there's not a lot. There's only like, what, 65,000?
Yeah, about estimated in the United States, about 64,000, about 250,000 to 500,000 computers worldwide. Google, in fact, on their search page, if your computer is showing symptoms of this DNS redirect, will give you a pop-up and direct you to the cleaning site.
And Facebook. Facebook's doing the same thing.
What's insidious about this particular piece of malware is that it not only lives on computers, but it can get into your router. Now, your router, if you have a high-speed internet in your home and you have more than one computer connected to it, your router's that box that you got from the cable or phone company that distributes the signal. So that can be infected as well. So just cleaning your computer may not do the trick.
Okay, one other thing about that is, have you been noticing that I've been, you know, I don't know about you or other people out there, but Bob, have you been getting emails lately from people that you know that
when
you open it up and it's just a link. Now, I don't ever open those up and I immediately dump them, but I mean, these are from people that are pretty savvy when it comes to computers. I mean, is this a malware that's gotten into their address book and now it's just sending it out to everybody?
Yep. This is a growing problem, and you have to be on top of it. I use in my house at least 3 different antivirus, and even that, I'm just very careful about what I open. And in some cases, simply opening the email, not even clicking, which is the way you used to have to, is enough to put what they call the payload into your computer. So just be either don't surf at all or just be very vigilant.
Well, it's not surfing. It's an email from somebody you know. And if you're telling me that when you open it up, that it can do that. It's getting so that if I get an email and it doesn't have a subject on it, it's gone. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I got 1,000 things here to talk about. Before all of our guests start showing up, including Ben Davidson. I'll share this one before we go. But Ben Davidson, you remember Ben Davidson, who was the defensive end for Oakland Raiders, 6'8", the big guy with the big mustache that was, he made movies. It was Conan the Barbarian and made all these movies afterwards. He played with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He just died.
He was 83 years old. Now, wow, 83 years old. Ben Davidson. I had no idea he would have been that old. I thought he was only a couple years older than me, but obviously not. Okay, we're going to take a break. We've got a lot of other things to talk about, including the fireworks last night. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance. Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah!
I love that riff.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carlin DeBoer. 7:24 in the morning. It is July the 5th, my friends. Okay, I was wrong. Ben Davidson is only 72, which makes me feel better because I thought, I can't, you know, it seemed like he was around a long time, not that long. Fireworks last night. If you didn't see the fireworks last night, they came off on time, and they were quite beautiful. And from what I understand, people were in and out of down there at the Civic Auditorium in about an hour. People had been there, of course, all day long getting ready for the fireworks and sitting out there. Linda and I had the opportunity on 2 occasions to MC it. And it's great because after we finish MCing and they get ready to start, we just sit down on the chairs and they shoot them up right over your head. I mean, so they're blasting down and you're seeing, you know, you can get things in your eyes. I mean, it's great. That's how close you are. Now, if you were in San Diego last night, What a spectacular fireworks display did they put on. They put it out in the bay, and they usually put it off of a couple of barges, and they shoot it off. And, I mean, you know, everything's synchronized and all that. Well, and that's an 18 to 19-minute show. I mean, you're talking about wow. Well, last night was really wow because an inadvertent signal went off and fired all of the fireworks off. The 18 minutes of fireworks that was fired, you know, that goes off a couple of barges out in the San Diego Bay went off in 15 seconds. That's right. 18 minutes of fireworks in 15 seconds. Kind of lit up the sky, you might think. What a crescendo. And people, after it was over, you know, it's kind of like, wow, I wonder what the finale's going to be. And everybody's kind of milling around until, you know, the word got out over the radios and everything that, hey, you know what, that's it, sorry. I know you've been waiting here 10 hours, you've been sitting there drinking beer, you've been waiting to watch this fireworks. Well, you got to see it, you just got to see it all at one time. Anyway, I find that amusing in a way.
Technology turns around and bites them.
Okay. Have you ever entered a food eating contest? You know, like eating, you know, how fast you can eat a pie or something like
closest
that.
Closest I came was a beer chugging contest, and I threw up for hours.
I can see that. Okay, you know, you have these different, you know, who can eat the most, right? Well, every year on the 4th of July at Coney Island, they have the famous, you know, the Nathan's Hot Dogs, hot dog eating contest. Now, how many hot dogs have you ever eaten at one time, Bab? I'll tell the truth. At one time, how many have you ever eaten? Over a period of a day. Yeah, you're out there, it's 4th of July, or it's you know, it's some week-long weekend. They've got the barbecue going, you're kind of walking around, you know, and they start hot dogs at noontime, and they go on till late, you know, with other food, but
how many? Before I couldn't really look at them anymore.
Okay, so you've eaten like six of them. Yeah. And over a period of what, 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. Joey Chestnut, yesterday, can I have a little drum roll here of some kind? Something like that. Joey Chestnut ate 68 hot dogs in 5 minutes. 68 hot dogs in five. These aren't those little bitty weenies either. We're talking hot dogs here. 68 hot dogs in 5 minutes.
And these people are all skinny. That's the thing that just completely blows my mind.
Okay, you know how they do it? I mean, how do you eat a hot dog? I mean, everybody eats a hot dog. You take the bun, you put the relish and the ketchup on it and the mustard, and then you eat it like that, right? That's the way and you swig down, you know, your favorite drink. The way they eat them is this. They take the bread and dip it in water.
Yeah, makes it
and they just good. And they just swallowing that at the same time they're stuffing hot dogs down their throat. My God, how can you get 68 hot dogs into your stomach? I mean, really, can your stomach do that? Obviously it can.
With training. I always love the egg eating sequence in Cool Hand Luke. I can eat 50 eggs.
68 hot dogs. John Dixon, I know you're out there right now. John Dixon, call in and tell me what's the most you've ever eaten at any one time like that. Have you ever entered one of those? Because if anybody has, John Dixon would have. He would have said, yeah, I would have tried that. I tried to eat 46 pumpkin pies in one day. Something like that. Anyway, and then this little Japanese girl finishes like second. She gets like $10,000. Which is the one? But she's like 4'2".
Yeah.
And she stuffs, I don't know how many, 35, 40 down. But 68 hot dogs. Okay, I'm sorry. Linda came and watched it. She doesn't even, no, she can't even watch it. She's watching. She says, she starts gagging watching, you know, this. How can anybody watch somebody put down 68 hot dogs in 5 minutes? Okay, I'm impressed. Anyway, okay, what else we have going today? You know, let me see how much time we have. Oh, we only got like
a minute.
It's not enough time to get into the other three things I wanted to talk about. I can get into this. Spider-Man, you know, the new movie?
The remake of the remake.
$35 million on Tuesday. Set a new record in movie sales. $35 million in one day. The new Spider-Man. So it's a new record for a Tuesday. So that's kind of cool. They're saying it should do $150 million in the first 6 days. $150 million in the first 6 days.
almost as much as we make in the first 6 days of every month here at KCNR. Almost as much. We'll be right back. We've got our guests coming on, Dr. Doug McConnell and Judy Maxwell, a little bit later in the show. We still got a lot of stuff to talk about. Tax sharing. Let's just talk about how much of Obama's book that he wrote about himself is really true. Maybe not as much as he says it is. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a tough day for the markets despite some better-than-expected news on the labor force. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 75 points. Businesses in the private sector boosted their hiring in June. According to payroll processing firm ADP, 176,000 jobs were added last month. May's numbers were also revised higher. Planned layoffs fell to a 13-month low in June. The latest report from outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas shows employers announced plans to lay off 37,551 people last month. That's down 39% from May, and it's the lowest monthly total since May of 2011. And fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week compared to the week before, pushing jobless claims to a six-week low. 374,000 people filed for first-time benefits, but that number's still more than what economists had forecast. This all comes ahead of the big monthly jobs report from the government due out tomorrow. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Martial arts. Are you ready for the freedom fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with a thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river. On the river.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I hope everybody's having a great day. I am. 7:35 in the morning, July the 5th, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and they're talking about Pirates and Cary Grant and Randolph Scott and all this other stuff. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people. Great people. Been in business over 35 years, been supporting our community, but they have the finest coffee at Espresso Joe's. What can I say? Go on down there and get your coffee and get, you know, the in the morning and then your cold drinks in the afternoon. Head on over to their finest walk-in humidor in the state, Last Stick Standing. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. And they support veterans. They give veteran discounts. They support our community, Joe and Shelley from Tobacco and Brew. What can I say about them except what great people? 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, I made a slight mistake. Joey, and this is two in one show that I'm admitting, Joey Chestnut ate 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And speaking of eating hot dogs, here's John Dixon.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Well, you know what? Today is kind of a relaxed. Yeah, it's kind of a you know, eclectic day, you know, for the morning. But then we're going to get into Obamacare and insurance and
all of that.
And that's it. That will, you know, that right there, it gets serious. So we're going to kind of lead up to things not quite as serious.
Well, I'm going to be not too serious and tell you that when Joey Chestnut ate his 68 hot dogs, it totaled 20,000 calories.
Oh, my gosh.
That is, in 10 minutes, his intake was 20,000 calories.
Now, do you think that afterwards, after they get their awards and all that, they casually walk out behind some place and get rid of this?
I would like to hope so. But, you know, I heard some interesting stats, and first of all, I'm really offended that the sports shows on the sports stations all announce this as a sporting event. I don't find anything sporting about it. It's disgusting.
Well, see, you, it's just like Linda. Linda, when we start talking about this, I said, "Oh my gosh!" And she goes, "She says, how can somebody?" She said, "How can somebody just stuff? You know, it's not just hot dogs. It could be anything. They, you know, they have these contests eating, you know, eating of everything." She said, "How can they just keep stuffing things down their throat like that?"
It is nauseous. It really is. But I was listening to this report on this thing, and I said that a normal person, when they chew at a rate of around 140 pounds of pressure with your back jaws, right? These guys, after they've trained for, Joey Chestnut's been tested, 220 pounds.
Of pressure?
Of pressure. And that allows him to masticate these things in such a way as to get them down his throat quicker.
I'm starting to burp just listening to this, okay?
Science involved in stuffing hot dogs down your throat is kind of offensive, and what a waste when there are so many other things we could be actually looking into that have really worthwhile value to them. But it is entertaining to
discuss.
It is.
You know what? It's kind of like watching a car wreck or something. You know,
yeah,
as you're driving by, you just got to look at it. And you're going, this guy just ate 68 hot dogs. I mean,
I had
it's
a friend
just
who once worked in a sausage factory, and a sausage stuffing factory over in San Leandro, and he told me that when the health inspectors came in, you weren't allowed to smoke or have any tobacco or anything like that, and you had to be all clean and everything, so they would, if they had a cigarette when the health inspectors came in, they just put it into the batch. Now this really made me feel a
oh, you know what that is. You know what? Here's another. It's urban myth. Urban myth. I hope. Urban myth. Okay.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, enough of my nonsense. It looks like you're going to have a serious show today, and I'm glad we're getting into the Obamacare discussions.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things to it that people don't even realize. You know, I'm getting emails saying that there's a private army that inside this bill someplace is funding for a private army. What is this?
The private army is going to be the IRS inspectors that they're going to be sending out to make sure you have this.
Well, you know, and here's the argument. Is it a tax or is it a fee?
Does it really matter? It's going to cost everything we own anyway.
That's exactly it. And people don't realize is that, I mean, it's going to start immediately. You know, we've had people call in that say because of the Obamacare plan, especially putting like the 20 kids till they're 26 on their parents' insurance.
Right.
Because, and this guy's worked in the unions his whole life, said, you know, because of that, he gets less as a retiree because there's just less money in there because, you know, we're kids. I can understand if kids were on an insurance policy if they were still in college, you know, still going to college, still active students in college. But, you know, at what point do we take them off, you know, do we get them away from the trough of mom and dad? So,
well, you know, there's another piece of this legislation that has me more concerned, actually, than any other part of it, and that is the national ID card. The requirement
is there something
everybody
in there for that?
Who registers has a national ID card, and it's going to have your personal information on it, what your income is, what your health is, whether or not you own
well,
a gun,
know,
because that can become an important part of this.
I don't know about the gun part. I mean, that could be true, but I know a part about the income because that tells them how much they can charge you
exactly.
If you don't get health insurance.
It goes on and on. That national health care card portion of it has an initial startup figure of $5 billion to get it started and $30 billion over the five-year period to get it in place.
I don't think people have a really good idea or grasp yet that
of
this thing, we haven't even started. We haven't even started this. It starts next year after the election.
Actually, it was ordered that part of it to get started, the bureaucracy of it, in 2011.
Well, I'm sure it's probably has started
and it's supposed
already.
To be in place by 2013.
So you're going to have a, well, you know what people say, well, we need a national ID card. Then we can get all these people here illegally. But
no, they're not required to have it.
Oh, they're not required. How can they get health insurance? Oh, they can't, right?
They don't. Yeah. They just drop into the emergency
care.
We're
still paying for people going to the emergency room without insurance.
This thing is just.
You know what? Here's the latest thing is, we've got to take a break, but the latest is that his book, that when he put this book out about his life and about his father and mother and all this?
Yes.
A very well-known, respected biographer, you know, that did research on it has come out and said, you know, much of that book, or a lot of that book, isn't exactly true. Anyway, there'll be more to that.
Himself a poor little kid from Kenya?
Wait a minute. You're not one of those birthers, are you?
Oh, hell no. Excuse me. Heck no.
Okay, got to take a break. Thanks a lot,
Later.
Don Dixon.
Bye.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Is it because it's an election year, does it seem like the birthers are coming like on strong? I don't know what you're doing there to my ears. Did you just fix it? Bob, are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay, well, we're going to go out and take a break right now. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Not letting up at all. He's going to drive to second. The ball is bobbled out center, and here comes the throw, and what a throw. He's going to slide in head first. Here he comes.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Baron Mutford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org for more information. And contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Reading Rancheria.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Yeah, I remember December the 14th, 2009. I can pinpoint it to that day when I lost my mind. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, 745. Linda's taking care of all the artisans that are coming around to the house this morning trying to redo our sprinkler system. You would think a sprinkler system would just work, but we seem to have, for some reason, one quadrant just stopped. And then we're finding out maybe it stopped for the reasons that there was no hoses there or something. Anyway, getting that fixed. 7:46 in the morning. And what are we going to talk about now? Okay. Some things bother you, right? You know, I think, first of all, the Winneman Wintu tribe have a right to do their coming of age ceremony or their passage into womanhood. I think that's fine. And they've been fighting it out with the Fish and Game Department and U.S. Forest Service. So the U.S. Forest Service and they closed down that portion of the river so the tribe, which is not, Bob, tell me if I'm wrong, it's not a recognized tribe anymore.
To the best of my knowledge, they are not a recognized tribe. They claim
were.
It's due to a clerical error.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But they believe they are. And so they're out there, and I say, okay, well, you know, I don't know if they should get any more special dispensation than anybody else, but, you know, okay. But so the fish or the Forest Service working with them. But because they said, we're going to give you this permit to close it down, but you've got to come, it comes under these rules. Well, then they broke the rules. And the people who we turn to help us are now threatening us, the chief said, and her name is Kayleen Sisk. And they gave them two citations for violations during the ceremony, right? The people we are turned to help us are now threatening us, she said. Maybe it is a racial thing. Now, Miss Sisk, I don't know you. I don't know, you know, about the passage of, you know, into womanhood or the others. I've been following it, as most people have, to see the fact that, you know, that people have, you know, that were bothering your people during part of the ceremonies and because they just wanted to close off one part of the lake, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And this has been acquiesced to. But it was under certain regulations, and so now you broke those, and so now you're getting a ticket for it, as would anybody. And then to say this is a racial thing, that, you know, the racial card, it seems to get played all the time. And I don't mean to be, you know, to get really serious until a little bit later on today, but come on. You know, when Obama does things that you don't agree with and you say something, you remember the first year he was in, everything was, oh, it's racial. It's because he's black. You're saying that because he's black. No, I'm saying it because he's stupid and does stupid things. I don't care if he's white or pink. He was doing it wrong. And you say, look, the economy. Hey, guess what? He's doing stupid things. You're saying that because he's black. No, no, it's because he's doing it wrong. And because you did it wrong, you get a ticket. They didn't arrest anybody. They didn't come in and stop the ceremony. They gave a ticket because it didn't, you know, there's certain quality, you know, just like if I had gotten that part of the river closed, which they probably wouldn't do that for me. Bob, would they do it for me?
I doubt it. Seriously. It's interesting. It seems like there is big money in being offended.
Anyway, but then to turn around after these people had worked with them and tried to make it right. So then you just kind of like you push it in their face by doing something that they've asked you not to do. So they give you a citation
citation kind of like a, you know, a ticket. And now maybe it's racial. Maybe it's because you just didn't do it correctly. Maybe you just, you know, you brought motorized boats on that portion of the lake and you weren't supposed to. But to say, you know, to fall back on the racial thing is just, I think, it just, you know, what that does is any type of sympathy I might have had for this, I kind of now take a step back and go, okay, well, what's really going on here that it's, you know, because this has happened, it's a racial thing? Is it, you know, they don't like Native Americans? I don't think so. Because they bent over backwards, I think, or they changed their rules to be able to support what you were doing. I think that was an unfortunate, you know what, here's what I'm going to think. I'm going to think that's an unfortunate quote that maybe it has to do with something else. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Guess who's back in the news? By a Bob? Ken Murray. He's back, and we want to talk about Patrick Jones a little bit. We want to talk about, there is a group of families that said that if, because their sons of these three or four or five families did not serve in the military, they want to help those that did. And I want to talk about that just a little bit, about if you have family, if you had a son or daughter who did not serve in the military and go to Iraq and Afghanistan, should you donate to a cause to say kind of like thank you to the military that did go? Well, let's talk about that when we get back. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes, like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting a lot of work done around the house this morning. 7:55 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers here. Judy Maxwell has, she's gotten in here, she's got here a little bit early. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
You know what? You have such a great voice.
Oh, you do. Thank you.
That Texas girl.
It's there.
It's there.
It's planted deep, too.
I love it when somebody said to you, well, I thought you'd have blonde hair.
I do have blonde roots at times. No. It shows.
Well, Gigi's getting here a little bit early because we're going to be talking insurance and medical care under the Obama plan. So now one of the things I want to talk about here, though, before we go on, is there's a group of people that's, you know, their feeling is that their sons and daughters did not serve in Iraq or Afghanistan. They did not go into the military. They're glad their kids didn't go in there, but they've got this some kind of a guilt or a feeling that they should do something for those that did serve.
Oh, I saw that.
Record Search. You know, Record Search site today, let me tell you guys, great paper. Silas, hoorah, hoorah. It really looks good. I mean, today was just a great paper. But what the bottom line is on it is that because they have this feeling is that their children didn't serve, but other children that do, they wanted to start taking up a donation. And they've already raised like $2 million. And they want to give it to 5 organizations that help veterans, you know, that have come back, you know the wounded veterans and other organizations. But should people feel this some kind of guilt or some kind of requirement to give because their children didn't go into the military?
Well, I think you give from the heart, and that's what, you know, when your spirit moves you to give, and if that's a way that they can feel that they're helping and appreciating the troops that went out there and fought, because some of them, it's been, you know, very devastating to their
absolutely
to their bodies and their families, and so they've made such an incredible sacrifice, and it's a gift from the heart.
It is.
And, you know, any gift from the heart is one that's worthwhile.
But I'm just figuring should it be tied to the fact that, you know, that, okay, it says we have 3 able-bodied, wonderful children, all of whom are devoted to doing very, very good things around social justice. We can't be more proud of them. We're also delighted that none of them had to serve in Iraq or Afghanistan. And they came on to look at that as being unfair. I realized their parents just down, like me, down the block, who did not have that luxury and were suffering sleepless nights and anxiety. So that's why. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I think you're right if it comes out of your heart. But, to tie those two together, I'm just not sure about that. You know, and I think it's great that they give money and they collect money to give to veterans, especially the ones that have been wounded and need that assistance. But I'm not sure if it's because, well, my son didn't serve. And they're doing wonderful social justice things. What's that mean? So are they part of Occupy Now or something? And they feel guilty because their son and daughter did not put their life on the line for this country? Then I ask myself, did they put their lives on the line?
You know, maybe they didn't go either.
They didn't go either. But only about 1% of this country has served in the military.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. It's a small number. I'm sure someone will come in. Hey, let's go to the phones. We got Scott Schwindeman on. Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I was just listening to your comments about the Windeman, and I was wondering if there's opportunity to make a final comment.
Oh, of course. You know, I know, and I may be wrong about this. I mean, I know that I've been following it on the, you know, kind of on the sidelines, saying that would be nice. You know, that they should not, if they've gotten permission to do this, they shouldn't be interrupted, and they shouldn't be, you know, harassed by people out there in the boats. But this comment today just kind of got to me. It's like, gee, what do you think?
Well, I've got the extreme luxury of having a lot of interaction with all of the people in that picture.
Uh-huh.
I went to elementary school with Colleen Sisk. She's a reasonable person. They are a reasonable bunch. I think we all know that they were there for 1,000 years or something like that, and the fact that they're not recognized makes no sense. For some technical reason, they're not. But a couple of things are absolutely true, and nobody's been through it any more than I have with the Forest Service. And a couple of things. Christy Cattini, who is your district ranger, is a thug. Sharon Haywood, who is your forest supervisor, is that domestic terrorist. All of the sheriffs we're talking about in Tehama County last week.
Hey, Scott. Scott.
Yeah.
I want to hear all of this, but we've got to go. We've got a hard break right now. Can you hang on until after the news?
Sure.
So we can finish this
go
up.
Ahead.
All right. Okay. We've got to run right now. We've got the Fox News. Scott Schwindelman's on the phone with some pretty strong ideas about the Forest Service. And we'd like to hear that as soon as we get back. And as soon as we get back from the news, call on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers.
President Obama may not be able to afford to lose Ohio and Pennsylvania. And today and tomorrow, he'll bust his way through them.
No Republican has won the White House without taking Ohio, so the Obama campaign considers that state a firewall for the president's reelection. Polls put him ahead, both in Ohio and Pennsylvania, and both states are also prime territory for his push to rebuild U.S. manufacturing.
Fox's Wendell Goller. Now, Mitt Romney bust through those two states last month, but the Republican will not be out campaigning today. Romney's wife, Ann, says he is considering a woman as a possible running mate. Fireworks watching turned deadly on a crowded yacht in New York last night.
Our 9/11 Center received a call for a boat sinking and capsizing with people in the water and attempting to swim to shore.
24 people were rescued, but Nassau County Detective Lieutenant John Azada says three children died, ages 8, 11, and 12. Bad weather or awake from another boat being considered possible factors in the sinking. Three children drowned in a 4th of July family outing also on a river in Iowa. There are more positive numbers out on the job market. The day before the key monthly employment report, Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
The payroll company ADP says private companies added 176,000 jobs in June, a 22% increase from May. Add to that the Labor Department's report that first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell last week to 374,000, the lowest level in a month and a half. Also, the employment firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says companies announced fewer job cuts in June than in May, a 9% decrease in planned firings. Dave?
Steve, it is cheaper yet again to get a home loan. Mortgage rates dropped to a new record low. Freddie Mac reports a 30-year fixed, now 3.62%. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 35 as a lot of retailers report weaker than expected June sales. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
A key NATO supply route from Pakistan to Afghanistan is back open. Fox News Radio's Phil Itner monitoring live in London.
The road from Karachi in Pakistan up through the mountains bordering Afghanistan opened again after a 7-month gap, saving NATO millions. But many Pakistanis remain angry, anti-American sentiment high. The country still reeling from the assault to kill bin Laden, drone strikes, and the cross-border incident, which left 24 Pakistani border guards dead, prompting the closure. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton apologizing for that Tuesday, leading to the opening, but Pakistan-U.S. relations? A long way from getting back to normal. Dave?
Phil, utility crews keep trying to get the power back on for about 500,000 homes and businesses in the storm-damaged mid-Atlantic.
Thieves are starting to target the area because they know the alarm systems are down. We had a neighbor who had a vehicle stolen out of their driveway.
He's in Rockville, Maryland. The bad weather blamed for 26 deaths. Some lifeguards attesting that a co-worker was fired for doing his job.
Tomas Lopez got fired from his lifeguarding job at Hallandale Beach because he helped save a swimmer.
They kept running until I finally
found the person being dragged up on the out of the water, and I jumped in the water and grabbed them.
The beach is patrolled by a contracted lifeguard company, but Lopez ran to a stretch of beach outside jurisdiction. Jeff Ellis runs the lifeguarding company.
If we have acted inappropriately or out of haste, the facts will come forward and we will make whatever necessary amends to our actions.
The victim is doing okay. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
The captain of the cruise ship that ran aground off the Tuscan coast in January, killing 32 people, is no longer under house arrest, though an Italian judge is ordering Francesco Schettino to stay in his town near Naples awaiting trial for manslaughter and trying to abandon ship while passengers were still on board. The company says he steered the Costa Concordia too close to shore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bar. Linda's got people out working all around the house today. Because they insist on working when it's cool instead of when it's 105. 8:05 in the morning, July the 5th, 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers. And we are streaming live, and the chat pack's going crazy on things here now. KCNR1460.com. Before we get into our guests, Dr. Doug McConnell and Judy Maxwell, who are both here and both looking so professional and ready, Scott Schwindeman gave us a call right at the end of the last hour, and he wanted to talk about what's happening and what he believes with the Wintu tribe and the Forest Service. And Scott, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Carl.
Okay, now, when you left, you were using words like bureaucratic thugs and what was the other one?
I was domestic terrorist.
That was the word.
That's the one, Sharon Haywood, who is the forest supervisor for the Shasta Trinity.
Well, you know what? We have asked Sharon Haywood 42 times to be on our show. And, I mean, it's like that. I have one person did nothing but call for 2 weeks straight saying, when can you come on? When can you come on? You name it, we'll make room. And we never got an answer back.
Carl, your questions are too pointed. Sharon Haywood can't stand the scrutiny. And she never puts herself in a situation where somebody like yourself is going to expose her for who she is.
Well, okay, Scott, so you're saying is that, you know, the Wintu tribe, as other people in our comment section here are saying, hey, to the Wintu tribe, hey, welcome to what everybody else is going through with government like this.
Well, there's something to be said for that, but there's no good reason for any of us to be going through it. And as you know, all of the government agencies are clamping down, but the Forest Service is the prime example locally, and it's because of Sharon Haywood and, of course, her little minion, Christy Cattini, running herd over everybody. The Windemen should have been allowed to just have their moment up there. As far as motorized boats are concerned, I was up there two nights before that with my friends having a barbecue above the bridge. It's not a non-motorized area. It was conditioned for that moment. But the fact of the matter is, if you've ever been there, it's an extremely difficult geography, and they need it. A method by which they could transport their elders across that little isthmus to the other side, rather than having to try to fight that terrain from the road down to the water's edge.
Well, you know, anytime I see this is that when the U.S. Forest Service or any of the people in the bureaucracies get into this, you're just waiting for them to drop the hammer on you. And you're right; it's too long. You know, it's so long. We're starting to have the government on everything we do. And, you know, that's what we're going to be talking a bit, you know, with our guests coming in, is the Obamacare and the oppressive measures of this bill that people just probably have no idea.
Right. You know, just as one last comment.
Sure.
Sharon Haywood's spoken mantra is the national forest is no place for human beings. And if you can find even an ounce of sense in that, I'd love to hear it. But I've also got the experience of having worked for the Forest Service in the early 70s when I got out of the Army. And it was a wonderful agency that did its best to make the day of the camper as pleasant as it could possibly be, and to help the concessionaires on that lake be successful. it's become something the opposite of that. And if you were in Red Bluff for the 9 sheriff's delivery last Saturday, that was the crux of the message. They are hired to protect the citizens in their jurisdiction from foreign and domestic terrorists, and they have reduced that issue to the domestic side. And that is as sad as it possibly could be, and we all need to stand up and say, we're done.
Well,
Let's go back and treat each other the way we should be treated.
I think you're right, is that, you know, nameless, faceless bureaucrats, and that who's controlling this? And unfortunately, every year they get stronger. Okay, Scott Schwindemann. Yeah. Hey, Scott, thank you so much for your phone call.
Can I throw one stat out there?
Sure.
That explains a lot of what's going on in the Shasta Trinity.
Okay.
Sharon Haywood had a building constructed by Rod Rodriguez. The Forest Service pays Rodriguez $105,000 a month rent, and she has that building stuffed full of people that spend every day trying to figure out a way to keep Carl Bott from enjoying that national forest. And with that, I'll sign off, Carl. I appreciate all you guys do.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks a lot.
You mean all of them? I can understand 95% because I am kind of a force. But all of them? Well, and it's not really me. It's Linda. You know, I just kind of carry Linda's bags here. Okay. Hey, do we have Susan Eastman on? Susan, I'm sorry to keep you waiting like this, Susan, but our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute.
That's all right, Carl. Good morning. Well, the major averages have moved off their session lows and are now mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 12,926. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1,371. The NASDAQ Composite has moved into positive territory, up 7 points at 2,984. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Ford, positive 6 cents, trading at $9.66. Alcoa, up 2 pennies at $8.92. Merck & Company, down 21 cents, trading at $41.60. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive 42 cents at $71.17. Target, down 26 cents at $57.52. Best Buy, up 32 cents, trading at $22.07. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.60%. The 30-year bond is 2.71. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down $13.10 an ounce at $1,608. Silver's down 54 cents at 27 per ounce. Crude oil down 61 cents, trading at $87 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Neesman, thank you so much for being here with us. It's Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. Our Wells Fargo advisors are located at Park Marina Drive. Go down and see Susan and her colleagues down there. They're going to give you great information and will help you with your investments and tell you what's going on with Wall Street. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. Our guests are in the house, and we'll be right back.
July 10th sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks, plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the 10th. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Baron Mutford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information,
information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Sarah Ann Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Redding Rancheria.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The Salvation Army presents its 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. And now they're having their big 4th of July. Yes, 4th of July was yesterday, but this sale is going on. This huge tent sale is going on until the 8th of July. New and used vehicles. Look for the tents at 555 Cypress. Roll on in there and drive home with that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. They're going to make you a great deal. They're your neighbors. This is local. Celebrate your independence from debt by buying a new car from Crown Motors, because they're going to make you, I know that, how can he do that? How can he say that? It's because they're going to make such a great deal for you that you're going to actually save money in the long run.
Oh. You know, and Crown Motors. Gary Tusky has a way of convincing you of that, too.
Well, you know what?
He's good at it.
He's with us, and we're with him, and all the way down. And you know what? They take great care of my truck, too.
Oh, they
I thought maybe
excellent.
There's a new federal voucher or something.
Only if you're a Wintu. All right. Dr. Doug McConnell and Judy Matchell.
Yes.
Judy Matchell and Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning.
We're talking Obamacare here.
Yes.
From what the impact of this ruling, you know, again, is going to have on the not just the healthcare industry, but the insurance industry.
Absolutely.
And kind of let's start with Judy here. And we were talking the other day, which is what brought this on.
Well, I tell you what, California is going to be the first state in the union to have what's called the exchange, and which is a marketplace for individuals and small businesses to be buying insurance. And this is going to start in 2014. Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of the last things that he did before he left office was to sign off for the exchange to be implemented. And it is going to, enrollment will start in 2013. And then so regardless of whatever the outcome was with the Obamacare, it is a law in California that we are going to have the exchange.
Okay, now what's the exchange do for people that are not quite sure?
Okay, the exchange, like I said, is going to be a marketplace. It's a web-based marketplace where individuals will be able to go in and buy insurance regardless of their health conditions, regardless of their any other restrictions, they'll be able to buy it. Small businesses there's going to be some caveats there for small businesses to encourage them to use the exchange in the form of tax credits.
Now, when they buy this from insurance companies.
There's, and that's actually, I've been on the advisory board of setting it up, and so this is the exchange benefit, the California Health Benefit Exchange Committee. The executive director is Peter Lee, and he's been doing quite a bit of groups around going. He's been going all over the state and talking to focal groups, and he even came up here to Reading because he realizes the challenges here in Reading with our networks, and our doctors are a lot different than they are in Southern California or even in the Sacramento area.
Okay. Now, when people sign up for the exchange, then so they can buy their insurance through there, does everybody in California have to do this?
Well, that is the caveat. Yes, it is. That is one of the things that it is going to get mandated, and of course, that's what Chief Justice John Roberts was saying, that that's where it is going to be mandatory through the Interstate Commerce, and now it's going to be a tax if you do not become part of the exchange.
Okay.
So what people don't understand, you're going to have probably a federal tax and then a state penalty. There, you know, the state's going to be adding on their penalties as well.
So it's not just the federal penalty you're going to get hit with, the federal tax. Now the state's going to add it on because they've got to pay for running this exchange.
That's the amazing thing, too. The federal, they just, matter of fact, Governor Brown, they just signed a letter submitting their grant for the second phase of setting up the exchange, which is enough money that will fund the program for 1 year, for 2014. So it'll totally fund the program for 2014. Now, what happens after that? It may implode, or we're going to be taxed to death.
This is a federal grant.
This is a federal grant.
But it's only good for 1 year. Okay, Okay, we got to take a break. My guests, Judy Maxwell and Dr. Doug McConnell, we're talking the impact of Obamacare now. Now that it's going to be the law of the land, at least for now,
sounds like it's going to be the law of the state.
It's already the law of the state. Probably already have an impact on us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's getting everything done today around the house. We're trying to.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah, shout out to Linda Bot. Oh, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. What can I say? You know, what's wrong with old-fashioned values that says, hey, we're going to show up on time, we're going to do a great job for you, we're not going to charge you an arm and a leg, and we stand by our work? What's wrong with that? How have we gotten away from that? That's Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they come to our house and just, you know, he didn't have to. He found little things around, you know, underneath when you start crawling around underneath our house. Who knows what you're going to find. But he found some other things there, and he didn't have to do it. Robbie from Alliance. But he did it because that's the way they are at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-6242, or go to their website, homecomfort.org. They've got offices in Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. But the one here in Redding is 221-6242, or go to the website, homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Great people, great work. Okay, our guest, Judy Maxwell and Dr. Doug McConnell, and Judy was telling us about the insurance exchanges, and how everybody's going to be forced into doing this. But what happens to the ones that don't do it?
Well, that is one of the things that there will have a tax. There's also going to be there's going to be a subsidy to encourage people to do it. It's not that much, but because the cost, that's one of the things in all of the meetings that I've been into, is that no one is really wanting to talk about the cost and of what the plans will be. So even if they give you a few hundred dollars, as a subsidy to buy it, there's still, still thousands of dollars, it's not going to help you any. And so now there are limits on income as far as down the federal tax for not buying insurance. This kicks in 2014. It's 1% of your income. 2015, it's 2%, and then 2.5%. Now, there is a scaled sliding scale on that, and so as far as on the income on that penalty that people would have to pay for that. But this is the first time because Robert said this was about. This was a tax through the interstate commerce. Well, this is the first time that that we're being taxed on our behavior for not doing something instead of on our income, because it's supposed to be on our income tax, But this is about your behavior, because you're not doing something, all of a sudden they're going to get taxed for it. So it's very challenging. It's going to be very, very challenging. And when you're adding this whole health care situation, it's going to add about $940 billion over the next 10 years to the federal deficit, not counting what all this is going to add on the state's level. I mean, where's the money coming from? We're just going to...
I appreciate that number, Judy. That was the number that was... Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leadership trumped it about the time of its passing. In truth, CBO has reissued the estimate. It's double that now. It's about $1.8 trillion. As the rules come out, and I think that's the important part, this bill is really a structure with a lot of clauses, like the secretary shall, and then create this bureaucracy to implement this. No one really knows the cost. It's very hard to do, but as the rulemaking comes down the road, where they start filling in the superstructure, which is the bill, the CBO has upped the cost quite a bit. You don't hear that very much in the media, but that's been announced. But the $860 or the $900 billion number you quoted was based on a 27% pay cut to all the physicians taking Medicare patients that was going to start the following January. That never took place. So immediately the CBO wiped it off, said, oh, we're going up from here, and well, stay tuned. This is like a roller coaster ride where you just, you know, you're clacking up the top and
oh,
you hear
it's true.
Click, click, click.
I totally agree. And
that cost is going to be way beyond
that. It's going way beyond that, because also part of when the original health care bill came out, there was the CLASS Act, which wasn't very classy
at all.
Ah, that's
right, the nursing homes.
Yes,
yeah,
which
right.
about the nursing homes.
That's
gone. And that was going to be a huge...
The other thing, too, is that it's the impact it's going to have. Okay, the insurance companies are saying, okay, we're going to sell you this. But it doesn't mean is that the cost is going
to
go down.
No, it has nothing to do...
now they're having to cover everything. And people don't understand is that, okay, everybody's going to... The $30 million or $20 million or whatever it's going to be that come into the system, somebody's got to pay for this. It's not going to be paid for by their, we got 30 seconds. Do we have 30 seconds? Okay, got 30 seconds.
But more importantly, it'll be more expensive, but
we've got a minute. Correction. Hey, Bad Bob, you're confusing me.
Wrong hour. Right. Sorry about that.
Okay. But at some point we have time. None of this makes any sense unless we have providers. Who the heck's going to provide this health care? And that part's never been addressed in this bill that I can see. And I can tell you about some interesting observations I had at a medical meeting I just came from.
Well, another thing, too, is the United States is very different from the rest of the world because our doctors here, the majority of our doctors, are specialists. And in the countries where you have universal health care, there are more clinicians. So there is a great deal of difference in our distributions.
Yes, I think is that we just don't even know how much trouble we're in yet, but we're going to find out soon. Carl and the Bot, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He won Ohio 4 years ago. Today, President Obama is there, about to start a bus tour that'll tomorrow roll through Pennsylvania.
This two-day trip, dubbed the Betting on America Tour, has stops in manufacturing hubs. The president expected to tout the auto bailout as he visits a city that's home to a GM plant.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Mitt Romney rode through those states on a bus last month. His wife, Ann, says the Republican is considering a woman as a possible VP running mate. A boy and two girls are dead in New York.
They are 12, 11, and 8 years old.
Nassau County Detective Lieutenant John Azzotta, the yacht they were on watching fireworks last night, capsized.
The cause of the disaster being investigated. Police say it could be overcrowding, could be weather-related, there were storms in the area, or it could have capsized from the wake of another boat.
Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum, 24 other people on board the yacht were rescued, many by other boaters nearby. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus, $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winrivercasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale. Going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now. Through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great atmosphere, Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for veterans and seniors. Our favorite place to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Weather, quick. Bad Bob.
Sunny today, high 94, low tonight 65, high tomorrow 97. Currently downtown Reading, we've got 72 degrees.
Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yes.
474-5546. Hey, tonight's pizza night out
I love it. I love it.
Great out there on pizza night. Then, of course, Music Friday and Saturday and Summel Vineyards, 474-5546. Great food, great ambiance, great service. What can we say? And Summel Vineyards. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell and Judy Maxwell. We're talking the impact of the Obamacare bill on insurance companies, insurance, and the medical profession. Now, a big thing's come out is, okay, you can be forced into buying the insurance. Because you're going to have to be. You're being forced into buying. I mean, that's for the first time in the history of our country. You're being forced to buy, you know, an insurance for just because you're breathing. But then we get up to the other side. Okay, so the insurance companies do that, but you're limited to only how much money you can make, right?
Well, you know, as far as the income levels, as far as the mandate, then there are the subsidies. So there is a sliding scale on that. But also, when you get into how the cost, on how they're going to define the cost, there is going to be an increase in taxes on the Medicare tax. So for yes, so you know, there's always a caveat there. So the Medicare taxes for employees is going to be for ones earning over $200,000, then it's going to go up from 1.45% to 1.54%. So that's a 0.09% increase. But they're also going to have now a Medicare tax on investment income and rental income too, as well. So, which is 3.8%.
So if you have a rental property.
Correct.
They're going to charge you 3%.
3.8%
of everything you make, and it goes into the Medicare?
Yes.
Even though that you are, say, 40 years old, you've got to start paying for Medicare out of this. I heard too is when you sell your house that you have to give a percentage of what you sell for this?
I don't know on sales.
Somebody
but I do
told
know
me that. I don't know if that's true.
But on the investment income, if it does come out as a capital gains or a dividend, then that's where you're going to have
now,
to pay the tax.
Yes. Okay, so now there's money there, but this is where Dr. McConnell can come in. Is there anybody going to be able to? I mean, is there going to be doctors available?
Well, the answer is probably not. And the interesting thing is I just was returned from a medical meeting, and they're posted on a bulletin board prominently. It was the Mayo Clinic begging to fill two slots for fellowships in chest and heart surgery that was starting July 1st. So 2 days before they're starting their training year, Mayo Clinic has no applicants for positions, at least according to this thing. And that actually, going back to our national societies in the field of cardiac surgery, and I believe also neurosurgery, but up to 30% of the residencies have no American Medical School applicants for the training, postgraduate training after medical school.
Wow.
So the long, difficult residencies, which really the American people depend on, the neurosurgeons and trauma surgeons and cardiac surgeons, to particularly the baby boom population does, we've cut off the supply by making the future for medicine look so bleak and bizarre that people people aren't willing to take the 8-year residencies after medical school, or at least they don't seem to be able to, as wishing to, as much as they used to. So you're going to affect the supply of the super specialists down the road. And Judy had made this point that the United States is different. The truth is, there's no nurse practitioner or PA, in other words, other clinicians, correct, who will ever pick up a knife or a saw and enter the human head or body. That is very much confined to people with 8 to 10 years of postgraduate training. And if they're not there, you don't have anything. The Canadian government, actually the Canadian Supreme Court, said it best. Ownership of an insurance access card and access to a waiting line is not health care. So creating an insurance exchange and getting a card from one of Judy's friends' companies and putting it in your wallet and saying, hey, honey, I got health insurance, and then having access to a system where there's no providers or inadequate provision is not going to equate to health care nor to the American
happiness. So now you get into this thing where there's a 4 or 5 month wait to be able to get in to see.
Yes.
The VA, which is what I like to use as an example. I go, oh, look at the VA. Well, VA has got some really good stories, like our clinic. It's also got some real horror stories. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is, when I came up and they said, okay, if you're regular physical, it took me a month and a half to get into the doctor. Now, because it's not... If it's serious, they will get you in sooner. But, I mean, just...
It has to be life-threatening.
But at least... But we have... Providers, X number of providers and X number of patients. When you start this new thing, you don't.
Well, even in the VA today, Carl, and I think our local VA clinic is a great, great group. But even doing regular cardiology workups and treadmills, they have to get them in a van and send them all the way down to Sacramento to stay in the VA system for what's pretty much routine care. When there's an acute heart problem, they send them to one of our two hospitals in town here, and they get very quick care. So the VA, actually, in most rural and certainly suburban areas, rests on top of the private health care system for their emergencies.
Yeah.
There's no emergency surgeries for VA patients except at the two hospitals here in town. And we provide it. The VA works well with us. But the point is, they do not have all the facilities for the veterans that you would need for total veteran care.
Absolutely.
Half of it's down at Mather, down in Sacramento, and there's these trucks going back and forth, and guys put up with it and do it. But that's the limitation.
Certain treatments of people in their 80s are being taken for a 12-hour day.
Well, elective heart surgery in the VA has to be done in either San Francisco or Palo Alto. And that's quite a trip and disruption to families.
Okay, now, going back to this, is the bottom line, though, is especially out here in more rural areas, that there's not going to be practitioners, because we've got our practitioners right now saying, and we've got to take a break right after this, saying is that we're not going to take Medicare.
Or
any more Medicare.
Any new
Medicare patients, because they're, one, they're maxed out on it, and two, they're not getting paid.
And that's a real challenge, because you have 10,000 people, baby boomers, a day going on Medicare.
That's right. And so, let's just think about this while we go on our break, is what are we going to do then for medical care if you've got the government saying, okay, here's your health insurance, you're going to go see a doctor, and we're forcing you to buy the health insurance, so you're going to use it. So they're putting 30 million people, and maybe more, maybe a little bit less, into the system. At the same time, you've got doctors that aren't taking it because there's not enough of them.
The yellow brick road leading us right to the land of Oz.
Okay,
well,
and when we get
then
back,
who's going to pay for it?
Yeah, and let's get back and talk about those two things. What's at the end of the road behind the curtain, and who's going to pay for it?
We'll be
right back.
We're
off
to see the wizard.
Whenever it starts and it's magic, if the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like.
Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Barron Mudford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact
contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Redding Rancheria.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:45 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. 35 years in the business, Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco and Brew. There's great coffee and also great cold drinks for later in the afternoon when it's up in the 90s. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco anywhere in this town. And they veterans get discounts, and they take care of our community. They help our community, the people at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. Support them. They're a local business. Our guest, Judy Maxwell, our insurance expert, and Dr. Doug McConnell. You know, Doug McConnell is somebody that I enjoy seeing all the time, but strictly in the studio. And not at his other office there in the heart ward over at Shasta Regional.
You don't want to be on the table.
That's right. You know, I don't want to be looking up at Doug, him going, gosh, you know what, I'm just not,
It's so good to see you, Carl.
Yeah, you know, he's saying, I got a little, twitch here on my fingers. Well, okay. Anyway, all right. Now, Judy, you said something really important. We were on the way out there.
She said lots of things.
She said lots of things. But the one that said, how are we going to pay for this?
That's the amazing thing. It's got to be through taxes. And Governor Brown just signed is Assembly Bill 14. I can't remember the last numbers of it, but he signed this bill that would put his measure for increasing the taxes for Californians at the top of the list in November.
Of all the initiatives.
Of all the initiatives.
So, and now this is one, he's already saying if this tax measure, if we don't raise our taxes on everybody, this isn't just the rich, this is everybody, then, oh my gosh, all these horrible things will happen.
And what you don't understand, this is why so many businesses are leaving California. I mean, they're just taxing them to death.
And, and people.
Yes.
Right.
So that the thing is that we've got to get the money. And the only way you're going to get the money, people say, okay, oh, we'll buy it through the health exchange. That's not enough. So there's got to be tax money on top of that.
You do.
You subsidize.
You can have the greatest program in the world, but if you can't pay for it, you know, what good is it going to do?
So then you mentioned, Dr. McConnell, the Yellow Brick Road.
Yes. Well, that's the journey we're on where we've actually it sounds so great. Ms. Dorothy wanted to get to this magical place, and she met her friends in the route, but there was always this thing about the Wizard of Oz. And when we got there, we actually, when you peeled back the curtain, you found there was, it was all fake. And the truth is, if, just because you have an insurance exchange card in your pocket and you feel like you've got your subsidized program or you've bought it, you now have to basically pick up a call and find someone who's going to treat you. Well, as Judy mentioned, we may be creating cadres of nurse practitioners and physician assistants with licensure extensions, so we'll have some health care providers. But ultimately, when it comes down to high-tech medicine, how many? Who's going to replace your knee? Who's going to replace your hip? Who's going to look inside your head as a neurosurgeon? Who's going to open your chest or sew your coronary arteries or interventional cardiologist? All the technology comes down to really the hands of very highly trained physician specialists, truly, once you get past the role of general care and wellness and routine screening. You now get into a very highly trained and difficult group, many of whom the residencies are not gearing up or increasing in size or applicant base. And the Mayo Clinic thing I talked about in the last segment is a good example. Even the Mayo Clinic can't find someone to come work at used to be a very demanded slot. When I went into cardiac surgery, there were multiple applicants for every slot in the fields of cardiac surgery in the United States. Today, 30% of the residencies don't have applicants.
Part of that.
So that's a big change during the time we're having the baby boomers. Yeah. So keep your be very wary of where you're going. And the Canadian
start exercising more.
Supreme Court of Canada said exactly correct.
Well, you know.
Wait a minute. What did they say?
Well, so they were reviewing their system. They said access to a health insurance program and access to a waiting line is not health care. And that's really where we're headed, because you're trying to get 40 million people who are getting their care through ERs and other places, dumping them into the system while you have a declining provider base.
Well, and that's why you also see so many hospitals along the Canadian and United States border, because it takes so long to get anything done in Canada that they come over to the United States and pay for it.
They pay cash for it.
Yeah, so. The United States was the pop-off valve of the Canadian system for those people with means in Canada. We allowed them to struggle on and do well, and I can tell you actually stories about people we operated on in Long Beach who flew down from Canada with conditions they were not going to get a heart cath for 4 months in Canada because of protocol, and they wanted to know, gee, I had this little heart attack, how bad's my heart? We would find extensive disease and fix them on what we call a traveler's insurance plan. In Canada, you could buy a plan called the Traveler's, which covered you under the Canadian health system if you made a trip. So if you happen to journey to L.A. and have symptoms, you could get your surgery done.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we got to take a break. You know, one of the things Dr. Lee Snook was on the show Monday, that his fear is a two-tiered system of medical care.
It will absolutely be two-tiered.
And let's talk a little bit about
just
that
like,
when we get back.
Just like England.
Okay, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, Miss a Day, Miss a Bott.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight rains over many
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Gosh, it's been a, I tell you what, it's been an incredible day when we start talking about health care and everything to do with health care like this. When we've got Judy Maxwell here talking about the insurance side, we have Dr. Doug McConnell talking about the impact that the health care is, you know, the Obamacare has on the people because of the lack of people to of practitioners to take care of them. And I just lost one of my sheets of paper here that I'm going to try and find later. Anyway, this.
Should we do a soft shoot? Oh, this is radio. We can't.
I can't do that. Two-tiered system.
Yes.
It, quickly, we've only got a few minutes left.
Well, we've had a two-tier system in aspects of medicine. I mean, society considered it acceptable, obviously, to have, for example, access to cosmetic surgery. There was always a sense that, okay, that's something if people pay for it, they can get it. And I'm not necessarily saying it's good, but it's worked that way. And when the access to a variety of medical care was for that. Day spas, that's a two-tier system. Not every woman gets to go to a day spa. It's part of your health system and your self-awareness. So, but in truth, countries that have had a tightly socialized medicine, Great Britain being one, they evolved rather rapidly to a tiered system. And now you have government doctors that work part-time in the private sector and part-time in the public. Canada, yeah, by law.
They work for the government until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and right. then they right. Open up their offices again.
Yeah.
Half an hour later, and yeah. People that can pay can roll.
Well, they
in
have
there.
Shorter waiting lines, and yeah. In aircraft travel, we have first class, business class, back class, and different amenities. Again, that's just the nature of variety of services and businesses. Not every American gets good legal care. If you're indigent, you get the public defender. If you're in there, if you can afford the attorney, you get that. But Canada, interestingly, which is smaller than California, by law prevented a two-tier system and got into waiting lines and issues. But more importantly, those with means, as Judy said, can exit to the United States and get their care at hospitals. So that was their pop-off valve.
Okay. Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't the last time we're going to have you on, because
we could talk all day about this.
Yeah.
I mean,
as
it's
we
amazing.
As we progress further down the line, we want to have you back on. Of course, you know you're here. First of all, Judy is on every Sunday with Don Shulman on the Judy Maxwell and Don Shulman show. Don, and they talk about a variety of different things, but not maybe as serious as we get into with this. We want to have you back on.
Okay.
Of course, and I think, you know, having you and the doctor on talking how they both work on the insurance as we go down this slope, and I'm not sure where it's going to. Nobody knows. I know the Obama administration doesn't know where it's going.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Remember, this bill is like looking at a skyscraper's framework. but there's nothing there. There's no walls.
Well, we haven't even talked about the Health and Human Services. And you know, one of the things that Dr. Snook talked about, Lisa Snook talked about, was the IPAB, which you've given a great lecture on. This faceless entity that's going to control everything, payments. But Judy, what final thoughts here on from your side on the insurance industry and this and the Obamacare?
Well, I think as far as individuals, you know, the exchange can help them. However, there is just I do want to say something that there is a pre-existing condition insurance plan that is available that you can get for people who have pre-existing conditions. There are some issues there because it's one of those things, again, it's a government thing. You cannot sign up for it unless you've not had insurance for 6 months. So, you know, but you can, you know, Google it and go on the website and see if it does work for you. It is affordable. There is no doubt we do need some changes and we do need some, make some efforts.
Yeah, there is has to be
there,
changes.
There definitely
Everybody knows
needs,
that.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if we need this. Dr. McConnell, we got less than a minute left here.
Well, I would agree. And I just recommend that that the healthcare system consists of the financing and construct and oversight of utilization, which the insurance industry technically provides in America to this day. I certainly need a check that can allow me to pay my rent and my employees and do my work. So together, Judy and I are part of that system. But without a provider, the insurance companies have nothing to sell.
Yeah, there's nothing going on there, and people can't get the health care.
No, and that is the piece that's not addressed anywhere in Obamacare.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have you all back on many times. On just an update for everybody so they can hear they can hear what's going on with this, because this is too important just to kind of like let it go down the road without saying anything.
The yellow brick road.
Hey, tomorrow we're having a Missing in America project plus so many other things going on. You know, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
NKCNR Shasta Redding.
My ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The Florida man who says he killed an unarmed teen to defend himself is probably getting out of jail. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Miami.
Ron, George Zimmerman could be set free again to wait for his trial for shooting and killing unarmed teen Trayvon Martin. His original bond was revoked when the court learned he had control of over more than $150,000 in donations that could have been used to pay a higher bond. Following another hearing last week, the judge agreed to let him back out, but at a much higher cost. Bond is now set at $1 million, of which Zimmerman must pay 10% to get out, meaning unless he has that donated money, he may still be stuck in jail, Ron.
Eben, President Obama has just begun a bus tour and has just begun a speech in near Toledo, Ohio.
For a barbecue. Had a chance to say thank you to our incredible men and women in uniform. And
continuing his theme...